The company that owns Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins has unveiled plans for its newest Munchie, an IPO. Dunkin' Brands filed a prospectus for an initial public offering of stock worth up to $400 million. Analyst Conrad Lyon at B. Riley & Company tells me this means Dunkin' will have to open up its books.
I think it's going to shed more light on what really goes on in Dunkin' Brands, because there's a lot of talk about what really goes on there. It's a kind of an iconic brand, more so on the East Coast.
Conrad says he does expect Dunkin' shares to carry a premium valuation.
I really think the IPO is more a result of the characteristics of the current market that we're in. It's a much healthier market.
Lyon says Dunkin' Donuts is very different from its major competition.
Krispy Kreme has a product that I think it has much more of an underpinning. It has a cult-like product, where Dunkin' Donuts, I think, has a cult-like brand, more so from its coffee.
It was just 6 years ago that Boston private equity firms Bain Capital and Lee Partners led a group to buy Dunkin' Brands for $2.4 billion. I'm Anthony Silva, WBZ News Radio 1030.